Tries to get it over for Lily Servant. Her cousin palmed the ball. And that's turnover number 18 against the Raiders, who've only lost two times this season. 13-2, the report card. And right now, they're trying to recapture some of the early magic that gave Saugatuck all sorts of fits. Silva over the timeline, right side. Bounce pass to Bush. To Moore in the right corner. Back to Bush. He backs into the lane. To an open off fire. A little bit hard off the glass. No good. Rebound snatched away. Serdell for the Raiders. Rihanna brings it over the timeline, trying to take advantage of a break. Left corner, Servant. Jumper from inside the circle. No rebound. Kaylee Gurris, and she walked. She ran with the ball before she put it ball down for dribbling with it, and that's an easy turnover. Both sides with one cough up right now. Karenza Hoffmeyer and Jordan and Jocelyn Silva. Morgan Bush, Kaylee Gurris, and Christina Moore on the floor for Saugatuck. With Decatur as the basketball. Serdell, left side shot blocked by Gurris. Rebound snatched off by the 5-2 Silva. She jumped in front of Serdell to get the basketball for Saugatuck. Silva over the timeline. Left side for Moore. Brianna has a Moore has a little problems handling it. Then Bush tries to get the entry pass. Shuffle the feet before she put it down. Southside shuffle means another turnover. Saugatuck. Sarah Curtis and Lexi Servin. Lily Servin and Caitlin Ebling. Brianna Serdell. The starting five on the floor for the Decatur Raiders in black moving left to right. They break the press. Bounce pass for Lily Servin deflected by Moore out of bounds. Stays with the Raiders. Black uniforms, gold numerals outlined in white, gold and white trim for the Raiders. Indians in white jerseys. Royal blue numerals outlined in orange, royal blue and orange trim. Inbound situation, they can't find anybody. 5-second call as Curtis didn't get it in time. Unforced turnover by the Raiders. That is now 19 turnovers. Led to 15 Saugatuck points. The score is still the same, though it's 6:44 to go in the third quarter as what we had at halftime. 25-17 Saugatuck with the basketball and the lead. Hoffmeyer left side. She had problems trying to find somebody and throws it right into the hands of Lexi Servin, who drives and misses the bunny. Rebound, Silva for Saugatuck. Quickly in the front court for Bush. 2-on-1 with Gurris. She sees Gurris, and Gurris did a shuffle before she put it up. 4 possessions, 4 turnovers, Saugatuck. In the fourth quarter, in the second half, and Kevin Tringali throws his hands up in the air, talks to the scorer's table, what can I do? And I don't blame him. Front court quickly is Lily Servin. 2-time, throws it right into the hands of Silva. Silva on a 3-on-2, stops, waits for Moore to help out, resets the offense. Silva, not afraid to mix it up inside, pulls it out for Hoffmeyer. Carenza to Silva right side. Triples from the top. No good. Long rebound into the hands of Curtis for Decatur. Raiders down 8. We still haven't had a point yet in the second half. 25-17. Saugatuck with the lead. Lily Servin. Left side flips it to Sarah Curtis. Curtis drives. Off balance shot. Left side no. Rebound. Bush. Outlets out for Moore. A little bit long, but Christina does save it. And then boost and takes a pivot foot. 5 turnovers in the second half already for Saugatuck. They've had 7 turnovers in each of the first 2 quarters. 5:35 to go, third quarter. Saugatuck still leads by 8. And Decatur has not been able to walk through an open door that Saugatuck has given to them. Indians showing zone. Trying to shoot
Colin
over
to the Lake Shores, 92-7.
And their shot bounces off of the rim and then bounces over the top of the backboard. So right now, neither team has been able to take advantage of the other's cough-ups. Silver will walk it over the timeline. Decatur was in a 1-3-1 zone. Now in the man-to-man. Bush, left side for Moore. Baseline jumper, no. Deflected into the hands of Ebling for Decatur. Bounce pass into the front court for Lexi Servin. Tries to drive through 2 defenders. Pass is deflected into the hands of Bush. Turnover for the Raiders. Hoffmeyer tries to dribble at midcourt. Deflected off her hand. Saved, though. Silva fires a pass for Bush, who lays it up and lays it in. Morgan Bush with 10. Indians lead is 10. 27-17, their biggest of the night. Right side, Serdell. Plays catch with Curtis. Serdell stops. High post right jumper. Got it. Deanna Serdell, her first 2. 27-19. Saugatuck has outscored the Raiders 17-4 since midway through the second quarter. Here's Garris. Nice pass from Silva. Misses the bunny. Puts the rebound back up and in. Garris with six. Indians again by 10. 29-19. 4 minutes to go. Third quarter. Pressure by on Alexi Servin. Pulls it back to Sarah Curtis, brings it over the timeline. Deflected pass into the hands of Silva. Knocked out of bounds by Alexi Servin. Saugatuck basketball. Decatur with five turnovers in the second half. Moore sits down. Grace Peterson replaces her for Saugatuck. Allison Horvath returns for the Raiders. Kendra Simcox also in as well. Eveling and Sarah Curtis sit down for the black and gold. Hoffmeyer in the front court. Bounce pass for Silva. Drives to the foul line. Shot by Bush. No good. She gets the offensive rebound. Puts it back up. No, but she walked. Shuffle the feet. Six turnovers in the third quarter for Saugatuck. But all Decatur has not cashed in on turnovers. They count 6 points on seven turnovers in the first quarter. Since then, 13 turnovers, just 3 points for the Raiders. And that'll make it continued as a pass for the Simcox on the right baseline over ahead out of bounds. Conversely, Indians have only scored 2 points off of six turnovers now for Decatur in the second half. 23 turnovers, 17 points for Saugatuck. Hoffmeyer left side. Pressure defense, but we've had some unforced errors as well. Hoffmeyer to the lane. Right side for Garris. Has a little problems handling the basketball and then fouls. Serdell trying to recover. First foul for either side in the second half is Kaylee Garris's first foul of the game. Decatur down 10, 29-19, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Serdell, top of the circles, jumper, Lexi Servin, no good. Rebound, offensive, Horvath, puts it back up and off the glass and in. Allison with four, the lead is eight, at 29-21, Saugatuck with the advantage. Bounce pass for Garris, right side for Silva, she got bumped by Lexi Servin, and Lexi will pick up her third foul. First player in foul trouble either side. First foul of the second half for the Raiders. Hoffmeyer, right side. Again, 1-3-1 zone being employed by Decatur. But Saugatuck has figured it out after having problems with it in the first quarter. But they still have not been able to play solid basketball with the
Rock
in
the Lake Shore. 92-7,
Hoffmeyer
the
saves. Peterson lobs it in for Bush. Deflected back to Peterson, left side. Silva between the rings to the foul line. Left side, Hoffmeyer. Double from inside the arc. No. Rebound deflected. Bush can't get to it. Ball on the floor. All hands on it. Alternating possession will give the ball back to Saugatuck. Katie Slayer replaces Garris for Saugatuck. Second sub for the tribe, so Peterson and Slayer are the subs. Bush gets the inbounds from Peterson, misses the banker. Rebound deflected into the hands of Lexi Servin. She'll stop and pop on the left side, no. And we have Katie Slayer pushing down one of the Raiders trying to get to the rebound. No, it's going to be Silva with the foul. Jocelyn's first, second on the tribe. So it's an inbound situation for the Raiders. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Saugatuck by 8, 29-21. Decatur with the basketball lob in now for Horvath. Gets it inside for Simcox. She'll put it up and in. Kendra with four. And the margin is now 6 at 29-23. It's a four-point run right now for the Raiders. And Coach Kevin Tringali with 1:48 to go in the third quarter. We'll call the second timeout and the first full 60-second timeout for Tringali. It's a Michigan Tile timeout. Winner's Ale. Stop in at Michigan Tile. So it is an interesting situation right now as the Indians are living off of that 15-2 run to end the second quarter. And enjoy a 29-23 lead. Saugatuck Public Schools and the Saugatuck Board of Education are committed to providing an educationally sound environment for children from birth through 12th grade. through the efforts of dedicated staff members and a supportive school community, students are given a chance to learn and grow in a safe, nurturing environment. Through personal involvement, Saugatuck school staff provides for each student's unique needs, placing children first in order to help each child achieve his or her personal best. Lindsay Saunders, our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. Glad you are with us for Saugatuck High Basketball. It's a doubleheader tonight with the Decatur Raiders. Boys game coming up. Girls playing game going on right now. And Kevin Tringali has called the second of his five timeouts with 1:48 to go in the third quarter. His team is up by six, 29-23. Twice they've led by as many as 10. But they have seen a second half so far that has been plagued with turnovers. And the Indians only with 4 points in the stanza. Hoffmeyer, right side dribble, lobs it in for Bush. And as Bush gets it in the lane, she got pushed and a foul against the Raiders. It'll be on Horvath, and Allison picks up her third. So Horvath and Lexi Servin each with three fouls. Only the second foul in the half for the Raiders, so Bush will inbound. Peterson tries to pop out to get it. Lexi Servin steps in front of the pass. Turnover, Saugatuck. Servin, right side. Lily Servin from her cousin. Triples from the right side. No rebound. Katie Slayer for Saugatuck. Silva will walk it over the timeline with 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Silva drives right side. The right corner for Slayer. Gets it back to Silva. Flips it to Hoffmeyer between the rings. Carenza has an opening but doesn't take advantage of it. Peterson in for Bush. Low post left. Gets around one defender. Can't get away from a second. Pulls it back out to Silva. Triple top of the circle. Back of the rim, no. Rebound Hoffmeyer offensively for Saugatuck. Silva to Slayer right side. She gets two time. Her pass deflected into the hands of Lexi Servin. Turnover number eight against Saugatuck in the quarter. And 22 in the game. Quickly into the front court. It's for Serdell. She drives left baseline. No. Foul on the floor. Katie Slayer. First foul for Katie. Third on the Indians. And Garris is coming off the bench quickly. And Slayer will take a break. So this five that normally is the starters for Saugatuck. Peterson, Garris, Bush, Hoffmeyer, and Silva on the floor. Stepping in front of a pass is Peterson. Knocks it out of bounds. Still Decatur inbounds. Baseline right. In offensive inbound for Decatur. 41 seconds to go. Third quarter. Silva steps in front of a pass. This time on the inbound. Knocks it out of bounds. So right now, Decatur's having problems getting the ball inbounds. Indians have twice knocked it away from their intended receivers. And Bill Dunn is smiling because the girls are playing like some of his defensive backs would like to do in the football season. Inbounds goes to Lexi Servin. She'll drive in the lane through two defenders, banks it off, no good. Rebound Bush. Morgan has been a menace on the boards, both offensively and defensively, for Saugatuck tonight. Here is Silva trying to dribble through three defenders, knocked out of bounds by Serdell. One thing about Decatur, they throw a lot of hands out. They will deflect balls. They will try to pick pockets. And the Indians have coughed it up 22 times as a result. But some of those have been unforced. Here's Hoffmeyer's shot from inside, just out inside the arc. Partially blocked by Lexi Servin, but she also got a piece of her. And Lexi now picks up her fourth foul. And she'll be getting a seat on the bench after the first of two free throws from Hoffmeyer. Carenza's one for two from the stripe. 3 points in the game with 17 seconds to go in it. And Hoffmeyer drops the first of the two. Moore replaces Bush. That's a give Morgan a little bit of a break for Saugatuck. And Wilder replaces the four-fouled Lexi Servin for Decatur. Hoffmeyer drops both free throws, and the lead is again 8 at 31-23. That stops a 4-point run for the Raiders. It's been their biggest run. And we have a tie-up situation between Moore and Wilder in the front court. Alternating possession gives the ball to Decatur with 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Saugatuck would like to keep the score as is. Don't want to let Decatur get a last-second shot. Inbound goes to Horvath. Top of the circle, triple, back of the rim, no good by Serdell. Rebound Hoffmeyer. She'll just dribble out the time. Didn't realize the clock. and the quarter ends. Saugatuck enjoying an 8-point lead after three quarters. Indians 31, Decatur 23. It's girls basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Three quarters, Saugatuck leads Decatur 31 to 23. Behind 10 points for Morgan Bush, 6 each for Jocelyn Silva and Kaylee Garris, 5 points for Carenza Hoffmeyer. Decatur has 4 points each from Lexi Servin, Lily Servin, Kendra Simcox, and Allison Horvath. Indians will get the ball to begin the fourth quarter, moving right to left. Hoffmeyer and Silva, Bush, Garris, and Peterson on the floor for the try. Hoffmeyer, left side pass to Bush, pulls it out to Peterson. Bush, her pass is too far in front of her, stolen away by Serdell. Saugatuck with the turnover, and Serdell cashes it in. Rihanna now with 4, and the margin is again 6 at 31-25. Silva dribbles between two defenders, pulls it back out for Hoffmeyer in the front court, and then Bush had her pass deflected into the hands of the Raiders, and Serdell again capitalizes on the points, and it's now 31-27. Two possessions, two turnovers, Saugatuck, 4 points total for the Raiders. They've halved the deficit, 31-27. Silva, left side, Peterson. Pass in for Bush. Deflected out of bounds off of the foot of Allison Horvath. So the Raiders, sensing that the tide may be turning, a minute into the fourth quarter, trying to ramp up the defensive pressure. Similar to what we saw last week. On the boys' side, Bush is shot to the low post left, is deflected and into the hands of Serdell. 2-on-1 around Hoffmeyer, and Hoffmeyer fouls her to prevent an easy basket. Not an intentional foul, though, but Carenza picks up her for a second foul. Her and Moore, each with 2 fouls, nobody with 3. Lexi Servin with 4 for Decatur. Foul line right is good. First of 2 for Serdell.
The Lakeshore's 92-7.
Already in the quarter. The Van. All 5 of Decatur's points. Second one coming. She'll make them both. And the margin is now 2 at 31-29. Hoffmeyer's pass deflected. She gets it into the hands of Peterson. But before she does, she walks with the basketball. So now the Indians are having difficulties. A block shot and 3 turnovers and 4 possessions. And Decatur is trying to shoot for the third tie of the game. We've had 1 lead change. Front court, Wilder. Between the rings, Serdell. She's carrying the hot hand and misses the short jumper in the lane. Bush gets the rebound into the hands of Silva for Saugatuck. Jocelyn quickly into front court for Kira's runner is good. Kaylee with 8. That stops the bleeding. 33-29. 6-point run stopped there. Biggest run of the night for Decatur. Left side, Serdell for the Raiders. Out for Lily Servin. Bounce pass right side for Wilder. Arianna tries to drive. She got held up by Hoffmeyer and draws contact. They'll call it a 2-shot foul, a shooting foul. Hoffmeyer will pick up her 3rd with 6:17 to go in regulation, and the Indians are up by 4, 33-29, against the 13-2 Decatur Raiders. First of 2 for Wilder is good. Arianna is 2-for-3 from the stripe and 4 points. She'll try to make it a 2-point game again with the second free throw. And does. 6:17 to go in regulation. Saugatuck 33. Decatur 31. Fourth quarter rally in progress for the Raiders. The Indians trying to stop the bleeding. Silva. Left corner Peterson. Double two time and too much defensive pressure. That is what Decatur's trying to do right now. They forced turnovers, but that time was a foul. The foul is against Lily Servin, and she picks up her 3rd. 4 fouls on the Raiders, so they still got a couple to go before they put Saugatuck at the line. Hoffmeyer having problems with Lily Servin. Recovered by Silva. In for Garris. Her short shot is no good. Out of bounds off of the foot of Lily Servin. Indians are trying to take advantage of the pressure defense by Decatur in the sense that you'll see people open underneath. They got to hit those shots. Bush trying to find somebody open. Does, and Silva top of the circle. Peterson left side. Back to Silva. Right side, Hoffmeyer. Saugatuck a little out of sorts offensively. Gears right side. Double from there. Got it from there. Just on the foot on the arc. 10 for Cayley. The Indians by 4 at 35-31. They'll put some half-court trapping pressure. Wilder dribbles into the front court, then hits into a double team, and we're going to get a timeout called by Rick Overly. He's not happy about that, and he's wondering, what are we doing here? A 30-second timeout, a Michigan Tile timeout, winner sale. Stop in at Michigan Tile. Boys game follows our contest for the girls, which we'll have here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7theVan.com. And then next week, Monday and Tuesday home games. The girls Monday night against North Muskegon. The boys on Tuesday night against the Lawton Blue Devils. We'll have both of those games right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7theVan.com. 6:40 broadcast time both nights. So some pressure defense has forced Decatur to call the first of its five timeouts. Indians with three timeouts still in Kevin Tringali's pocket. The inbound goes to Ariana Wilder for the black-clad Raiders. Right side triple by Lily Servin. Side of the rim, no. Long rebound, out of bounds.
92-7. The
Which
fan.
Made sure that no Raider was going to get to it. Moore replaces Peterson for Saugatuck. Grace getting her first extended time tonight. She's been nursing a leg injury and still not at 100%. But she has provided some good, solid play. Hoffmeyer, front court. First, Silva plays catch with Silva. Ball deflected out of bounds. They rule that it was last touched by Moore. Christina says, what did I do? Turnover, Saugatuck. Fourth turnover in the quarter and 26 in the game for the Tribe. Decatur with 23 turnovers, but none here in the fourth quarter. 5 minutes to go. 35-31. Saugatuck over the lead. Decatur with the basketball. Double team pressure. We're going to get a travel in the lane. Serdell tried to get around the double team and fell to her knees and committed the travel and call. So the Indians up by four. 35-31. Hoffmeyer into the front court. Breaks the pressure. Bounce pass for Bush in the lane. She traveled before she put the ball down. Too many unforced turnovers tonight for Saugatuck so far. They're leading by four, but when will that come back to bite them? Guerra steps in front of a pass at midcourt, deflects it, but it goes in the hands of Lily Servin for Decatur. Now they get into the front court, Brianna Serdell. Serdell trying to drive around Bush and carry the basketball. A lot of errors tonight. Kevin Tringali is pacing in front of the bench. For Saugatuck, Rick Overly, hands behind his head. A frustrating night for both the coaches, but still anybody's game. Hoffmeyer, left side for Moore. Hoffmeyer, left side between the rings for Silva. Right corner, Garris. Plays catch with Silva on the right side. Hoffmeyer between the rings. Saugatuck trying to work on a 1-3-1 defense for Decatur. Moore, quick pass to Bush. Bounces underneath to an open Garris. And we're going to have Garris pushing down a Raider and committing the foul. Cayley picks up her second. Puts Saugatuck at the limit. Turnover number 28 for the Indians. The bonus light goes on as Decatur will inbound the basketball. Lily Servin. Pass deflected at midcourt and stolen by Garris. Cayley will take it to the basket and misses the bunny. Rebound out of bounds off of the hands of the Raiders. Right now, the Raiders have been given open opportunities by Saugatuck to take control of the game. They have not done so. 3:53 to go in regulation. Indians by 4, 35-31. They've led by as many as 10. Moore will inbound for the Tribe. Silva, left side on the inbound pass, dribbles it back out to reset the offense. Pass deflected out of bounds. Lexi Servin. Right now, the Indians are telegraphing their passes, and Decatur is reading them well. Moore will inbound to Hoffmeyer. Carenza back to Silva. Plays catch. Hoffmeyer left side. Silva under some pressure from Wilder. To Garris. Triple from the right side. Short. Rebound. Lexi Servin for Decatur. She'll dribble over the timeline. Indians back defensively. Left side for Serdell. Pops him inside the arc. Got it. Serdell with 8.25 and 10 in the game. The margins again, too, at 35-33 and a steal by Ariana Wilder. Triple try right side by Lexi Servin. No rebound for the Indians. Silva. Over the timeline, into the front court. Gets into a sandwich and gets, will go to the line for free and will be fouled. No free throws yet. The hack is against Horvath. Allison now picks up her fourth. Lexi Servin also have four fouls on the bench. Moore sits down. Peterson returns for Saugatuck. Deep inbounds for Hoffmeyer. Carenza. Between the rings, Silva. 2:53 to go in regulation. Indians by 2, 35-33 against the South Division leaders. A steal and a pass. Steal and Simcox stepped in front of a ball and stole the pass. Wilder. Deflected ball underneath. Turnover. Decatur. Silva with the ball for Saugatuck. Raiders have just not been able to take advantage of Saugatuck cough-ups. Here is Bush with an open path to the lane. She'll take it and score. Morgan with a dozen. And not a happy Rick Overly. He's going to call timeout with 2:24 to go in regulation. And his Raiders down 4, 37-33. I want to remind you that staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. Doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop youngsters into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. PLAY stands for preparation, lasts all year. Learn more at MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Enjoying some water. I'll talk about hydration a little bit later on in our broadcast. We have Hope College basketball coming your way tomorrow night from Olivet, home of the Comets. They got a new arena, I think. They used to have the old one with the dark ceiling, a black ceiling, and little stars on it because their nickname is the Comets, so they figured they have the celestial help of there. But it's the Flying Dutchman and the Comets. Ron Weatherby, Adam Prince with the call of the game tomorrow night, 7:40 here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Trap the timeout by the Raiders. They'll inbound the ball down 4:37:33. And they'll just promptly dribble it back to Saugatuck. Went off of the foot of Lexi Servin out of bounds. Nine turnovers in the quarter and 31 in the game for Decatur. Inbound goes to an open Peterson. Banks it up and in. Grace with four. Indians have extended the lead again to six at 39-33. And we have a silly foul. Oh, we got a moving pick call against the Raiders. As Serdell did the bump at midcourt. Six fouls on Saugatuck. Turnover number five in the quarter for the Raiders. Let me correct the turnovers. Raiders with the last two turnovers have now 29 turnovers. Saugatuck has 30 turnovers in the game. Now I stand corrected. And we're trying to keep track of these unofficial stats for you as we go along. Silva, right side, Hoffmeyer. Pass deflected back into the backcourt. Silva recovers for the try. Under some pressure from Wilder. Hoffmeyer brings it over the timeline. Carried the ball, but no call. That was a break for Saugatuck. Hoffmeyer. Seen a lot of unforced errors tonight. Errors you normally see in December, not in February. But the pressure defense has led to it as well. Minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. Indians by six. Garris, pass for Hoffmeyer. She got pushed, but no call there. And then no travel call. So it's either a push or a travel, and they finally called the trap. Nine turnovers in the quarter, 31 in the game against Saugatuck. 4 points, however, off of those turnovers for Decatur in the fourth quarter. And that might be their epitaph if they do not rally to win. Not cashing in on turnovers enough. Indians with half-court pressure force a turnover. The pass for Serdell hit the sideline. Indians 19 points off of 30 Decatur turnovers. Raiders with 13 points off of 31 Saugatuck turnovers. Silva with the dribble. Gets a pick from Hoffmeyer to get into half court. Then flips it to Hoffmeyer. Right corner, Garris. Plays catch with Hoffmeyer. Minute 6 to go in regulation. Indians playing the clock as much as the Raiders right now. Silva. Right side, Hoffmeyer. Raiders may have to start fouling soon. And there's the foul. Lights are on, which means we have bonus both ways. The foul will go against Ariana Wilder. She has 5 to play with, and so she picks up her first. So foul line left will be Hoffmeyer. Indians 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Let's see how good they are shooting free throws in the last 56 seconds of this game. Up by 6. Hoffmeyer front end of the 1-on-1 drop it. 6 points for Carenza. Indians by 7. It's a 2-possession. It's now a 3-possession game. Second for Hoffmeyer. Doesn't get the roll. Rebound. Taken there by Simcox of Decatur. Quickly back the other
way. Up and
way.
Down the lake shore. Right, it's 92-7 of Van.
We'll get a 60-second timeout with 46 seconds to go by the Raiders. And they're down 5 at 40. The 35. It's a Michigan Tile timeout. Winner's Ale. Stop in at Michigan Tile. This, as we've mentioned, is one of 5 basketball doubleheaders in the Southwestern Athletic Conference tonight. Martin and Water Valete enjoying the night off. The other doubleheaders in the league, Fenville at Lawton, Marcellus at Bloomingdale, Goebbels at Hartford, and Lawrence at Bangor. One single game tonight along the lakeshore, and that's over in West Ottawa where the Panthers host Hudsonville. They have to make up some games, and so it forced West Ottawa to cancel a game against Grand Rapids Christian that was scheduled for tonight so that the boys can play Hudsonville tomorrow night. Now, other games along the lakeshore tonight. Greg Chandler's over at the Civic Center for the game between Holland Christian and Visiting Covenant Christian. That'll be on our AM station, 1450 WHTC, and its companion website, WHTC.com. Girls play over at Covenant. Also, reverse fixture situation. Holland boys at Reese Buffer. The girls are playing at the Dutch Dome. Zeeland East boys are at Byron Center. The girls are playing at the home of the Chicks. Zeeland West boys are at South Christian. The girls are playing at the home of the Ducks. Calvary is at Zion Christian for a doubleheader. And Black River hosts Wellspring Prep, also in a doubleheader. That's the other games along the lakeshore tonight. So the timeout is over, and so pressure defense will be employed by Decatur. With 43 seconds to go, as Silva brings it over the timeline to Cater. Then they get a turnover as it goes into the hands of Serdell. Quickly the other way, layup and in by Alexi Servin. Another timeout is called by the Raiders. Alexi Servin with 8 points in the game, 6 in the quarter. The lead's now 3 at 40-37 with 33 seconds to go. 1 30-second timeout left for Rick Overly. So let's get the game reset for you right now with 33 seconds to go. Saugatuck leads at 40-37. Both teams are in single bonus, 1-1 situation. Indians still have only had 6 fouls so far. Decatur has 2 more fouls before it's double bonus for Saugatuck. Decatur has a 30-second timeout left. That's it. Saugatuck has a 30 and 2 60s remaining. The possession arrow is in favor of Decatur. 33 seconds left. Saugatuck 40. Decatur 37. Indians will inbound backcourt baseline. Bush in for Hoffmeyer. We'll see fouls, but nothing there. Hoffmeyer's got it. They want Silva with the basketball. She's got it, and the foul's going to have to come soon enough. She gets clobbered at midcourt. Down she goes. Foul is called. The foul is against Wilder, who picks up her second. That's 8 now against the Raiders. And Silva will be at the line for a 1-1. She popped a couple of trays in the second quarter. That's all her scoring tonight. She had 7 last night in the loss at Goebbels. Her season high, 20. The only Indian to go into the 20-point range in the win at home here against Bloomingdale. First of one. Missed free throw, Silva. Rebound snatched away by Ebeling. Decatur down 3 with 18 seconds to go. Ebeling gets a pass and shot is blocked by Bush. Hoffmeyer gets the rebound for Saugatuck. 12 seconds to go as Silva will be fouled in the backcourt by Serdell. And I won't say done and dusted yet because it's a one-possession game with 9 seconds left. But the eight ball is squarely in front of the Decatur Raiders right now. Foul line left is Silva. Front end of 1-1.
92-7, the Van.
1-1, the two-shot situation. Misses the free throw. Deflected rebound out of bounds to Saugatuck with 6 seconds left. That might make it done and dusted. Bush will inbound, but before we do that, Raiders have one timeout remaining. Or is it Saugatuck? It's a 30-second, it's a full 60-second timeout with 6 seconds to go that is called by Kevin Tringali. And his team up by 40-37. Leading the way for the Indians tonight has been Morgan Bush with 12 and Kaylee Garris with 10. Brianna Serdell scored her 10 points here in the fourth quarter to lead the Decatur Raiders. Raiders are staring at a possible third loss of the season. They are 13-2 right now. But right now, it doesn't look good. Indians with the basketball and the lead, 40-37, with 6 seconds left. Raiders are playing back-to-back nights. They had to play last night in Hartford. So now with 6 seconds to go, inbounds for Hoffmeyer. Carenza trying to find somebody open. Silva's got in the left corner. She'll triple it from there. No. Rebound Bush. She'll hold on to it and get popped by Ariana Wilder with 1.3 seconds left. Done and dusted. The Indians will get the victory. And so Bush, who is 2-for-4 from the stripe, will go back to the line. First of two is a double bonus, and she misses it. So Saugatuck has missed their last three free throws down the stretch. And a very pedestrian 8 of 15 from the line tonight. But it won't matter too much, with the margin being 4 at 41-37. The baseball toss at midcourt is over. The Saugatuck Indians, thanks to a strong 15-2 run to end the second quarter, right out the storm that Decatur gave in the fourth quarter, and beat the Raiders tonight in girls' play 41-37. We'll recap the game for you. Kevin Tringali will make his way up to talk about it, and we'll get you ready for boys' action, the Indians and the Raiders. Doubleheader. The boys are next on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. Saugatuck Indians defeat the Decatur Raiders tonight in girls basketball by a score of 41-37, and the boys are starting to loosen up in front of us as we do our final statistical look. Let's give you the first rundown for the Decatur Raiders as they fall now to 13-3 on the season. They were led tonight by 10 points from Brianna Serdell. 8 of those 10 in the fourth quarter. 8 points for Lexi Servin. 5 points for Ariana Wilder. 4 points each for Kendra Simcox and Allison Horvath. A couple of points and also 4 points for Lily Servin. 2 points for Sarah Curtis, playing but not scoring. Kaylin Eveling and Erica Stevens. Decatur had 31 turnovers, cost us them 17 Saugatuck points, and they were 7 of 8 from the free throw line. The Indians with the win, they're now 11-5 on the season. Led tonight by Morgan Bush with 13 points, 10 points for Kaylee Gurris, 6 points each for Jocelyn Silva and Carenza Hoffmeyer, 4 points for Grace Peterson, a couple of points for Katie Slayer, playing but not scoring, Christina Moore and Annalise Avalos. The Indians were 9 of 16 from the free throw line, and they had 32 turnovers, resulting in 15 points for the Decatur Raiders. And so with the victory, Saugatuck has now won 6 of the last 7 meetings against their South rivals, the Decatur Raiders. So the Indians with the win, and they'll await a game in Bangor on Friday night, and then await the arrival of North Muskegon for girls' action Monday night. The game will have for you here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com, beginning at 6:40 p.m. Again, once we have Kevin Tringali making his way up, we'll talk about the girls' victory tonight over the Decatur Raiders by a score of 41-37. Visit MHSAA.com to check out scores and schedules, tournament brackets, educational and health and safety resources, and much, much more. Sign up to become a registered user of the MHSAA website and become a score reporter. They need them. Check out blogs and podcasts to keep that perspective about high school sports straight. It's all online at MHSAA.com. Message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. We shall return. Again, we'll have Kevin Tringali joining us, and we'll take a look at the boys' game between Saugatuck and Decatur coming up on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Back here at Saugatuck High School, this is the Decatur Raiders, and the Saugatuck Indians are loosening up, getting ready for their game tonight against each other. Before we take a look at the two teams, let's take a look at the recent series. They haven't played too often, but Saugatuck has won the last three meetings and six of the last seven, including a 59-52 win in Decatur last year, the 28th of February to be exact, as Mike Winawicki and Tom Servin each had 20 points, but Winawicki's 20 was in a winning cause, and Tom Servin had 20 in a losing effort. And again, Saugatuck has won three of the last three and six of the last seven since Decatur won at home 55-53. Back on January 25th of 2011.
The Van is so, everywhere along the lakeshore. Tonight, thanks for making us your choice at work, home, or on the road. 92.7 The Van, WYBN, Saugatuck, Holland.
While Decatur is propping up the table on the SAC South at 2-12 overall and 0-7 in the SAC South. But as we chatted at halftime of the boys' game with Tom Kazin, he is well aware that games such as this can be banana peel games, slip up against an inferior opponent that really plays more relaxed and doesn't have as much pressure as the team that is trying to maintain a winning pace. And being a non-conference game, they'll might give the Indians a little tougher time of it than might be expected based on the standings and the results so far this season. When we come back, let's take a close look at those Decatur Raiders, shall we? You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. It has been a tough season so far for Joel Moore and his Decatur Raiders, finding themselves on the short end of a 2-12 report card and still looking for their first win in league competition. Season started brightly enough with wins at Three Oaks River Valley, 53-30, and at home against Martin, 61-48 in the first three games. But after that, some tough times have been a-calling. And in fact, it has been now 11 straight losses for the Raiders, the last coming last night at Hartford by a score of 74-59. We don't have a box score from that particular game, but it was another tough night against a Hartford team that they had lost to at home 69-55, and that was the only setback in the first three, and then they were hoping that maybe the Hartford Indians could be the tonic, but have not done so. And just looking at some of their numbers, with their wins, they've gotten over 50 points. And, in fact, they scored more than 50 points in the loss at home against Hartford. But since that 61-48 win at home against Martin back on the 17th of December, Decatur has scored only 50 points once. And that was in a 62-56 loss at Bangor last Tuesday night. Offense has been, and then of course last night they got 59 points. So yes, they've scored 50 a couple of times, but still offense has been somewhat missing at times for Joel Moore's team. Carter Smith is a guy we'll keep an eye on, the sophomore, has scored the most points in any one game for the Raiders this season. He popped in 19 in a 73-45 loss at Warren. So he had 19 of the 45 points for the Raiders on that night. 13 points on that night for Cody Houston, the junior. That's his high water mark. And 10 points for Ben Boitnot. But that was at home against Warren. So those performances by Houston and Boitnot came at home. Joby Kowalski had 16 points in a game at Lawton. Jonathan Grosvenor, the other player, has been in double figures at any one time this season. He had 12 in the loss at Waterville 8. But Ben Boitnot and Carlos Rashid, Connor Olkowski, three seniors that do see playing time, but I see a lot of 11s and a couple of 10s on this Raider team. So youth has definitely been a factor. Excuse me, that may have been part of the problem for the Raiders this season as they're trying to right the ship with black and gold. When we come back, let's take a look at how Saugatuck is faring, and they're faring very well. Thank you very much. We'll take a look at the Indians next. We're counting down to high school boys basketball, Saugatuck and Decatur on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Saugatuck Indians are into a stretch of some of their tougher games of the season in terms of physically, and they've gotten out of it in pretty good shape with the win on Friday night against the Fenville Blackhawks, and then last night a very solid 81-38 win at Goebbels. We'll tell you about that momentarily, but Kevin Tringali has now made his way up to our broadcast location on the mezzanine, and we'll talk to Kevin about his girls' 41-37 victory over the Decatur Raiders. Coach, congratulations on a victory. Had to get it out in the fourth quarter, but I thought some good cribbage basketball at the end of the first half, 15-2. And a 13-point run along that line really turned the game in your favor, and you held control the rest of the way.
Yeah, we did. We had to hang on for dear life. You know, like I said, that's a really good team we beat. And, you know, to bounce back after what happened last night is a tough night. I couldn't be more proud of the girls. The press gave them trouble. We did a great job of staying in our lanes and created a lot of turnovers. And like you said, that run in the second quarter really got us going. And then it was just strap it on and hold on for dear life down the stretch.
With my vantage point here at the mezzanine, I could be able to see the reaction of you and your counterpart with the Raiders, Rick Overly. And Rick had his hands in the back of the head. You with your arms were to the sky of some of the turnovers and some of the mistakes. And it's like, oh my, oh my, oh my.
It's hard to understand. You know, this late in the season, we all got to be accountable. I need to be more accountable, and the kids need to be accountable. And, you know, we talk about time, score, possession all the time, and we had the lead, we have the ball, and we have time in our favor. We have to make better decisions if we're going to have some success in the tournament. And it starts with Jocelyn and Carenza. And I think for the most part, I thought they did a good job against that 1-3-1 we knew was coming. But still, we got it. You know, we had quite a few turnovers tonight, and that's definitely got to improve.
If I was Rick Overly, I would say 33 for Saugatuck was just too much for us tonight. Morgan Bush was very strong, especially on the board, especially inside. But the Gator had no answer for her tonight.
Yeah, Morgan had 17 rebounds tonight. We needed every one of them. She's just, you know, the poor girl can't come out much. She's really our cornerstone on the offense. She played that high triangle tonight with a lot of authority, demanded the ball, and attacked the basket. And that's one thing we're trying to get her to do is attack the basket more, and she had some success with that.
And Grace Peterson getting her back, even though she's not 100% still, she made a couple of nice plays too.
You know, I said to Gracie before the game, I go, you know, let's just take little baby steps, and even baby step hurts with that toe of hers, but I said, if you can just give us a couple big minutes here and there, that might be all we need to get over the edge. And that's exactly what happened tonight. I couldn't be proud of her. I know she was in a lot of pain. But, you know, that's what a senior leader, captain will do for you. And that's what Gracie did tonight.
A little bit of a gauntlet, 3 games in 5 nights. You gotten through it. Wins at Fenville and here, the loss at Goebbels. Now Bangor on Friday night. And at least get a little bit of a break and get the girls a little bit refreshed, but still. Vikings in their place, and then back here against North Muskegon, it's not going to get any easier.
No, it's not. But that's what's the great thing about athletics. You get a chance to do it again. We get to regroup. I want to be battle-tested going into the tournament. We said from day one our goal is to win our district. This is the kind of teams we need to play to get us prepared for that gauntlet of a week that's going to be right here before we know it.
Knocking off one of the leaders in the SAC North, SAC South is a pretty good no pun intended, skin for the Indians tonight. That's good scalp as the Indians defeat the Decatur Raiders and girls play tonight, 41-37. Kevin Tringali, thank you very much as always, and look forward to seeing your team Monday night against North Muskegon.
All right, Gary, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Kevin Tringali, head coach of the Saugatuck Indians, as the girls won 41-37. Let's talk about the boys as the Indians under Tom Kaysen, 12-2 on the season. The loss here against the Waterville Panthers last Tuesday. Distinct memories now after impressive victories at Fentonville and at Goebbels. The Fentonville game pretty much puts the destiny of the Indians in the SAC North in their own hands. They're up by two with one game remaining in the SAC North season. With three games remaining in the SAC North season, and they're up by two games on Fentonville and Bangor at 5-2. And the Indians have been doing it with their big guns. Mike Winowicki, 22 points last night. He had 33 points a week ago. He would have traded those points for victory as the fourth quarter meltdown, and that is a lesson that the Indians are learning from that loss against the Panthers. Wes Webber needing to step up his game, and as you heard from Tom Kaysen, during the halftime of the girls' game, Wes Webber has committed to playing basketball as a Davenport Panther, so he won't be too terribly far away, casting his lot in Caledonia. And Mike Winowicki, of course, with Indiana Wesleyan, heading for his next destination next year. So the two seniors pretty much locked in into their future plans, so they can concentrate on finishing up their high school careers on a winning note. Joe Koshelski is coming off a 9-point performance last night against the Goebbels Tigers, and that equals his season high, and the Indians would like to not only get some solid play inside from their 6'4 senior, but also be able to get some offense as well, take some of the load off of Webber and Winowicki. And Alex Segovia had a good game, 8 points last night against Goebbels, likes playing against the Tigers. He had a season high 10 against the Tigers earlier this season. The other Alex Anschutz, 7 points last night against the Tigers. So the Indians, hoping to be able to continue their winning ways, go up against a Decatur Raider team that is just trying to find a winning way. When we come back, we'll take a look at the lineups and get this one going. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. This broadcast is made possible by authority granted by Saugatuck Public Schools and is intended for the private non-commercial use of audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or the distribution of the descriptions and the accounts of this game without the express written consent of Saugatuck Public Schools and Midwest Communications is not permitted. This announcer has been selected as an employee by Midwest Communications. Of course, we do the disclaimer, but we also do want to tell you that our broadcast of Saugatuck and Hope College basketball, not only on 92.7 The Van, but also airing on our website. It's live streaming at 92.7thevan.com. And we'll put podcasts of all of our broadcasts, our high school and Hope College broadcasts, on our website at 92.7thevan.com. And podcasts of both of these games will be on the website overnight. So you'll be able to, if you miss any of the action, or if you know somebody that from far away that can't listen to the game live, be able to follow the action and download it and play it at your convenience. And it's free of charge. We don't charge you for that. Let's take a look at the starting lineups, first of all, for the Decatur Raiders. Joby Kowalski, the junior, will get one of the starting spots. Junior Jonathan Grosvenor will be another starter. Connor Olkowski, the senior, is also a scheduled starter. Carter Smith, a sophomore, is also there. And I'm trying to get the last number, and it's Noah Rufo, I think. That's weird. Okay. Noah Rufo, the sophomore. So Joel Moore juggling his lineup a little bit. getting some get some of his other players to get starts here. Maybe just trying to find a right combination. So I got Kowalski, Smith, Rosbenor, Rufo, and Olkowski. Those are the five. Rufo is
Holland of the Lakeshore, 92-7. The
Olkowski has had only a five-point game to his credit. Rosbenor has scored 12 in a game. We've gotten that. Smith, the leading scorer, 19. That's no surprise. And Kowalski, the second leading scorer. Saugatuck, not much change in their usual five with Blake Dunn, the 5'9 freshman, and Mike Winowicki, the 6'3 senior in the backcourt. Tristan Ferrara, the 6'1 senior, and Wes Weber, the 6'6 senior in the forwards, and Joe Kozelski, the 6'4 senior at center. Those are the five for the white-clad Saugatuck Indians with royal blue numerals outlined in orange, royal blue and orange trim. They'll be moving from left to right in the first half. Decatur Raiders in their road, black uniforms with gold numerals outlined in white and gold and white trim. Moving right to left. So it's an interesting starting five. And Joby Kowalski, nope, it'll be, Kowalski's going to jump against Weber. That's like a 6-7-inch advantage. Instead, it'll be Olkowski jumping against Weber. The 6'6 senior does get the tip for Saugatuck, and we're underway. Winowicki, left side into the left corner, pulls it back for Kozelski. 2-3 zone being employed by Decatur. Dunn. Weber between the rings, back to Dunn. Blake tries to fire pass, deflected, and turnover into the hands of Noah Rufo for Decatur. So first possession is a cough-up for Saugatuck, and over the timeline is Joby Kowalski for the Raiders. Kowalski bounces into midcourt for Rufo. Noah. Indians in the man-to-man, and they're extending it out. Right side for Carter Smith. Smith continues on the right side dribble for Rufo. Ball deflected by Dunn as it went, tried to get it back to Carter Smith out of bounds and ran into Tom Kazin's lap. Tom's not a player anymore, so it's Decatur basketball. 7-11 to go, first quarter. Looking for our first point. Decatur's first possession. Kowalski at midcourt. Pass deflected into the hands of Wes Weber. Turnover, Saugatuck gets it for Dunn. Drives right baseline off, class it in! And he draws contact and a foul. Blake Dunn opens the account for Saugatuck. Carter Smith will be charged with the foul. And so Blake Dunn will be foul line right, the freshman point guard. Old school three-point play. 3-0 Saugatuck. Pressure in the backcourt, broken on the dribble by Kowalski, but it's supposed to right into the hands of Weber, who flushes it down after the steal. West with his first two, steal and a slam. Indians with 5 points off of two turnovers for Decatur, and the Indians lead 5-0. In the front court, pressure for Kowalski. Noah Rufa. Rufo, I should say. Smith tries to get the entry pass to Grosvenor, and as Jonathan got it, he got pushed by Wes Weber. First foul for the Indians tonight. So the Raiders down 5-0 already. Inbound goes to Kowalski, trying to work on Weber. That's a mismatch. Kowalski, I think, is 5'10". Weber is 6'6". None of ice for the Decatur Raiders, so we have to play guessing a little bit. I think their tallest man is their coach, Joel Moore. And we've had some tall coaches coming in here the last couple of games. Here's Carter Smith. Back to midcourt. Right now, Decatur is not showing any semblance of an inside game. And as Rufo drives right side, we're going to get another foul on Wes Weber. So he pushes off. Wes is going to have to get an early bench. Two fouls in the first 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Not the start that Weber would like to have. Foul line jumper by Olkowski. No good. Rebound Weber. And he got fouled from behind as he got the carom.
Our new VAM app is ready for your Android or iPhone. Download it now in the Google Play or Apple Store.
We'll have to sit with two early fouls. In comes Alex Segovia, the 5'8 junior. The Indians playing a little smaller now that Weber, the tallest player, has to sit with two early fouls. Dunn brings it over the timeline for the try. Dunn, left-handed dribble, flips it to Segovia. Alex drives into the lane, kicks it right side for Ferrara. Triple from the right side. Got it from the right side! And then Koshelski shoved off on Olkowski as the ball was going through the twine. 8-0 Saugatuck with the lead. The foul on Koshelski is his first, and the Indians now with three. Pressure in the backcourt. Rufo gets it over to Smith, and as he was met at midcourt by Ferrara, Tristan fouled him. His first, and Indians already with four fouls, and we've played so far just 2 minutes and 44 seconds of the first quarter. Indians still with an 8-0 lead. Carter Smith trying to get around Segovia. I can basically look eye to eye. Left side for Olkowski, and he walked as he tried to drive into the lane on the left side. Not happy about that, says Connor. And we're going to get a timeout called by Tom Cason. And a Michigan Tile timeout with 4:59 to go in the first quarter, and the Indians call their first timeout, leading it 8-0. I want to remind you that educational high athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and, as I take a swig of water here, hydration, as the X's and O's. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Lindsay Saunders, our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. 4:53 to go first half. First quarter, Saugatuck leads 8-0, and they have the basketball against the visiting Decatur Raiders. Here is Koshelski. Drives to the lane. Doesn't get it to go down on the layup, but he gets fouled by Jonathan Grosvenor. Second, first foul for John in the third against the Raiders, and so foul line right will be Koshelski. A couple of weeks ago when we had Bloomingdale in here. First one goes for Koshelski. He'll have another crack at it. Joe eyes the rim. Knocks them both down. First two for Joey. Indians with a 10-0 lead. Two quarters in that song, in that 73-8 game against Bloomingdale 10 days ago. Two of the quarters, two of the quarters, Saugatuck first and the third, they shut out their opponents. Here is Kowalski. Well, won't be this time. He takes a jumper and gets in the lane. Joby gets his first two. Indians score the first 10. And now lead by 8 at 10-2. Front court, Winnowicki. Gets his defender with a nice dribble. Triples from the top of the circle. Gets it from the top of the circle. That's called faking your opponent to create an opening. Creating your shot. And when you want to play in the next level, you've got to be able to create your shots. And Winnowicki did it there. To great skill. Here's a drive by Grosvenor. His shot is deflected, blocked by Ferrara. Outlets out in the missed bunny by Winnowicki on the outlet pass from Koshelski. He just gave him a bullet pass, and Winnowicki misses the layup. You don't see Mike do that too often. Front court, Carter Smith from Decatur. Down 11 at 13-2. 3:30 to go, first quarter. Ball in midcourt is the Raiders trying to find some way inside that defense for Saugatuck man-to-man. Basically, they're playing the basketball between the rings. Rufo, right side in for Grosvenor, off of the glass. No, he's got offensive putback and in. Grosvenor is first two. It's 13-4. Front court done. Ferrara. His pass deflected into the hands of the Raiders, and that is Carter Smith with the basketball. Matthew Boddy in the game right now. He is a junior working on Segovia. Alex knocks it out of bounds. Indians will bring in some reinforcements. 5'10 senior Austin Phillips along with 6'2 senior Joe Shishagwe and 5'9 sophomore Alex Anschutz join Segovia and Winnewiki on the floor for the try. 2:41 to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck by 9 at 13-4, and the Decatur Raiders with the basketball. Here's a drive. One-hander in the lane is good by Kowalski. 4 for Joby. 13-6. First 2 points off of turnovers for Decatur tonight. They lead by, they're down by 7, though. Here's Winnewiki in the lane. Finger rolls, lays it up, lays it in. 5 for Michael. 15-6, Indians again by 9. They'll see a trapping half-court situation. Broken with a baseball pass to Rufo. Drives right baseline, puts up a one-hand runner. No. Deflected rebound. Loose on the floor. Securely in the hands of Matthew Boddy. And then as he tries to pass in the right corner for Carter Smith, knocked out of bounds by Anschutz for Saugatuck. It'll be still Decatur basketball. Connor Olkowski returns for the Raiders. And Rufo will get his first break. So it's Olkowski and Grossman there. Smith, Kowalski, and Boddy on the floor for Decatur. Deep inbounds goes to Kowalski. In the lane, a running one-hander by Carter Smith is good. Carter's first two. 15-8, Saugatuck leads by 7. Here's Winnewiki, right side. To Alex Segovia, drives the lane, scoops and scores. First two for Alex. Leads again 9 at 17-8. Minute 23 to go, first quarter. Pass to the front court, goes through the Tom Kaysen's hands again. This time was the Raiders. Kowalski threw it to him. Turnover number 3. Indians with 5 points off of 2 previous turnovers by the Raiders. And shoots over the timeline for the Indians. Segovia drives left side, takes it to the hole. No, a little short. Rebound scooped away. Grosvenor for Decatur. Back into the front court. Kowalski trying to work on Segovia. Dribbles back out because Alex had him play his path up, blocked to the basket. Carter Smith on the right side. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Indians lead by 9, 17-8. Decatur with the basketball. Kowalski at midcourt. Trying to work on a screen with Boddy. Hand flips it to Matthew. Winnewiki on him. Still working between the rings. Boddy.
Rocking the Lakeshore. 92-7, the fan.
Left side jumper, no. Rebound deflected in hands to Segovia. Outlets out to Winnewiki. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Winnewiki loses his balance, but then flips it over to Segovia, and Alex travels for the basketball instead of Winnewiki. Third turnover against Saugatuck. Noah Rufo returns. Rufo returns to replace Kowalski. So let's see if the Raiders can get into double figures here and slowly work on chiseling that Saugatuck lead. 1-3-1 zone being employed by Saugatuck now. That's an interesting one. No, it's still man-to-man, but it's a trapping man-to-man. Here's a drive block shot by Segovia, by Anschutz. And then a lob at midcourt is no good by Winnewiki. First quarter is over. All Saugatuck. They lead by 9.